Oh, boy.
Disappointed!
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Hello. What's happening, Tyler?
Oh, nothing.
Can you speak for a minute? Because I'm going to move that monitor out of the way so I can see you.
All right, move that monitor. Ah, Jesus. Move that monitor.
All right. Let's get this baby rolling.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Keep them
get
doggies
this baby rolling.
Rolling.
Keep this podcast rolling.
Keep this podcast rolling. That should be our theme song. Hey, what's happening, man?
Wait, I'm trying to find a cool whip noise for our song.
You know what my favorite version of Rawhide is? Blues Brothers. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That was loud.
That was really loud. That's probably how it would really be in life if we were getting whipped.
Yep. Probably what it would be like.
When I was a kid, I loved whips, and my dad got me a whip, but I could never do it, and it's the most inefficient weapon of all time. You're probably better to go with... No, that's not true. I was going to say you're better to go with your fists, but that's not at all true, because I could whip you from 10 feet away.
Yeah, but that's only if you know how to whip. Otherwise, you're just like kind of flinging a limp piece of leather at somebody.
And the other thing is, someone can catch it, but you know what my favorite move is?
Who's
like
catching whips?
No, people can catch fastballs. I was going to say... I like that move from like the movies where the guy would whip you around the neck and pull you to him.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
And then dangle you off a building.
Yeah, but it's that's not possible because it doesn't catch on itself. It doesn't wrap around you and then tie a knot.
Well, if it wraps enough times around you, it has enough grab.
But you'd spin around and that would confuse the guy doing it.
No, that's what you do. You loop him and then you pull
him
and he spins around like a yo-yo.
Yeah, I would whip people right in the groin area because that would take them by surprise. It is pretty intimidating to whip.
You don't want to get whipped in the dick.
You know what you can't do with a whip? Fight in close spaces.
Yeah. You want to take this outside? Not really, because all you have is a whip. Can we stay in here?
Can we stay in your studio apartment?
You guys want to catch me up?
Yeah, we're fantasizing
whip
about
talk.
Having whips. In fact, I got to be honest with you. If they weren't so expensive, I don't know how much they are, but they're more than machetes. I was going to say we're all going to get whips. I'm going to go whip that tree outside.
Mike, in the olden days, if you lost your hand, would you have had a whip put on instead of a
you know what?
Claw?
That would be goddamn awesome.
Just saw a 60 Minutes episode recently where they're putting like implants in your brain and you can actually move your hand, much like Luke Skywalker.
Wow.
At the end of Empire Strikes Back.
I like that idea.
Well, you like it? That people without limbs can
move their
hands? I like
that scientific progress has gone that far where
it's
we can
great.
Actually do that.
You know where my brain goes? This is horrible that I'm even admitting this. And I was watching it with the wife, with Jillian, and she has no idea where my brain went. But,
you were watching with the wife and Jillian?
Jillian and the wife. Jillian, who is the wife.
It's like a terrible 70s sitcom.
Somehow, we got to harness this technology so that the hands can come out of the computer and you can talk to chicks via computers with live shows and they can manipulate their hands with their brains so that the hands are actually attached to your computer and they can like touch your knee. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the technology's going there. Like 10 years from now, you'll be able to look at a girl like in Thailand who will be able to manipulate the hands, the computer hands.
Of course it's in Thailand.
Yeah.
Then she can
comb your hair.
Internet handy.
You want to see something that's kind
with
of just very disturbing, and guess who came up with it?
Do
of course the Japanese. It's a, if you're on the road and you're a Japanese man, you have the option, and now granted it's a very, very small
part of
their
culture. To drive
poorly
or drive worse?
No, they have a kissing machine where you put this thing in your mouth and around your lips, and your girlfriend and or wife has the same thing, and then you can fake kiss each other through the computer.
I like that.
It can't be real.
What do you mean it can't be real?
I mean, I can't feel anything like kissing. And that's coming from a guy who kissed his own hand.
I was
going to
say,
like
this is from a guy who kisses his hand.
Are we on video by chance?
No video. Okay. Sorry to the listeners.
Then I won't be able to show
like
my bottle of the black blood of the earth, my new favorite thing.
Real quick announcement here.
You're kissing me like a cuttlefish.
I went on the message boards if you're listening live or if you're listening in your cubicle at work, and it's Friday. Happy Friday to everybody. Welcome to the After Disaster. I'm Anderson. That's Mike Carano. And there's Tyler Rooney Radio with claps. One-handed claps. Go ahead to theafterdisaster.com. I actually even posted on there tonight for the first time ever, even signed up. Scott by Scott had the first post, and I had the second. So I wasn't able to do that thing where I wrote first. Why do people do that?
I hate that.
So gay.
I hate that.
Unless you're the guy that writes it, and then it's pretty sweet.
No, it's good. Yeah, I've never done that, so I don't know. But I was the second post right below Scott by Scott. I don't know who Scott by Scott is. Who's Scott by Scott? He's the first. He was the first person to comment tonight. Anyways, Scott by Scott, you're awesome, and thank you very much for all the work you do.
But did he do it before the show even started? That's cheating.
Yeah, well, he's the administrator. He's the guy that creates the goddamn site. Do what he wants.
Yeah, by the way, should I not be using this computer? Will it make it skip?
Yes, it will make it skip. Don't use that computer.
Everything
in this building is falling apart. Okay.
Why don't you bring your iPad in? Mm-hmm. Use that.
So, I posted. Here's what I posted before the show began. Mike just showed up with his new favorite thing. I predict we will all hear way too much about it within the first 10 minutes tonight.
Mm.
Okay, so Mike's going to go. Now, I'm not no hyperbole here when I say this is the fifth time I've heard this pitch now.
Yeah, I'm going to mention it briefly. There's a stuff that I'm buying now called the Black Blood of the Earth.
I'm not quite done. I'm almost done, all right? So then you can get into your pitch, all right?
No, I'm not going to pitch it. Just look it up online.
No. I want you to pitch it. I want you to pitch it because I got something to do. If any of you are looking for a great new game on your old iPhone or smartphone, Gems with Friends is fucking tight. And you can find me and play me and beat me or try to. But every time that I'm bored tonight or hearing a pitch again, I will I'll go ahead.
Okay.
So,
and if you're looking for an app that sucks that you think is going to be great, there's one called Shatnerizer or something like that. And
awful.
You only have options of words they put. It was $2, by the way, because I bought the extra words. But you don't have tons of options, and it's basically Shatner's voice. But you can adjust the inflection, which is kind of interesting, but it's not worth a measly $2.
I'd like to get my money back.
All right, so sell the God's Green Earth or whatever it is.
Okay,
that was worth it.
It's a cold pressed coffee that someone makes with this fantastic machine. This guy makes it all by hand, and you throw a shot of it into water. It's the best smelling coffee I've ever smelled. Or you can just drink it straight, like I've been doing out of the bottle. Now the downside is it's $50 a bottle. Other than that, this stuff is great. Look it up online. It's called the Black Blood of the Earth, and I highly recommend you buy it because $50 for a bottle. You probably get 20 cups out of it, 25, 30 cups out of it.
Tell the part about how it's made.
Cold pressed on
where?
This crazy, in his garage. I don't know if it's really his garage.
The first four times that I heard this pitch, it was in the guy's garage,
yeah.
Which was the only part that I found actually interesting.
Yeah, it may not be in his garage, but maybe it is his garage.
And
look
then,
it up.
Halfway through the fourth pitch that I heard, which was tonight, you reneged on the...
I know.
Okay, so my bit is failing me because for the first time ever, Gems with Friends is completely freezing on me, and it's creating a game forever. Now, so my little bit
Gems
of being able to hear the sound of me playing the game.
Is it a good sound? Satisfying?
Yeah, it's satisfying. It's nice. It's peaceful. Zen-like.
Is it anything like Bejeweled Blitz, which Lauren likes to play, and it sounds like
Vegas
ominous. In her hand?
I wish I liked games,
and the guy's
but
like,
I don't.
The guy's like, double multiplier. It's very exciting.
I've never heard. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, by the way, I highly recommend Jurassic Park Builder on the iPad. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I have that too.
We just.
I'm a dinosaur.
Can't tell what he's saying there.
God, everything's just loading forever. Sorry,
okay, it gets interrupted every time. It's all right.
I can't
tell what he's saying.
Hello.
Nothing's good. Loading. I can't play. My bit is dead. It's dead.
Is that a bit?
It was going to be my bit, yeah, all night long every time I got bored. Pretty
is
much every
thing
time
that
you
kept texting me about, you're like, wait till you see this thing that I'm going to do on the After Disaster.
I did not text you at
you
all.
You were hyping this up big time.
No.
Nah.
You're trying to make me look like an ass. It's kind of working. I even feel like I'm an ass. And I'm like mad at myself, but that's not my. I have very low self-esteem right
me
now.
Me too.
Really low.
Right now?
Why?
Well, one, I kind of relapsed on the whole smoke and drinking thing.
That's all right.
Were you drinking, smoking, and straight West Coasting?
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know what straight
wish
West
a hand is. Came out of your computer to touch your knee?
Comb my hair as well.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And also, Film Vault related stuff. Sorry, guys, but real quick. I did one of the dumbest things any host of a film show could do. And I didn't even realize. It took me a full week to realize it. And it's twofold because I'm really...
You forgot that the Oscars are coming up?
No. That's actually awesome. Life of Pi dominating.
I don't like most of the nominees. I think they missed out on a lot of stuff.
Just because 5 minutes with Mike wasn't in the short films category.
It was. Thank you.
So
I politely declined.
Top five monologues last week. This could be terribly boring to everybody, but I feel such shame, Mike.
Because you missed out.
My number four, it's twofold. I feel like an idiot, and I feel like I'm losing my mind. My number three or my number four was a monologue from Easy Rider, and it's Peter Fonda.
The ending monologue?
In a courtroom. The ending monologue is the sound of a shotgun.
No, I mean when he talks about how we didn't win.
No, that could have been that could have worked. But no, mine, it was, that's the end. Play, Tyler, will you pull up EAS, Easy Rider? Play it, because it's a great monologue. It's fucking awesome. I love it. It's hilarious. I used to play it on Loveline all the time.
Easy Sailor.
That's not the one. One that says Easy Rider. It would be more appropriate, probably.
I'm going to eat the whore out of you.
And that's not it. That's not it either. It's probably labeled eat.
Just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, wait, baby. Let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
Now, I have that in there as Easy Rider. I've been using it on Loveline. It's one of my favorite monologues. Apparently, it's not from Easy Rider. It's from a Roger Corman movie about bike riders, Fallen Angels.
A B movie from Roger Corman.
And it's Paul. It's obviously, it's Paul, Peter Fonda, but I feel like such an ass.
Mm.
Should feel like an ass.
That's all right.
No one's making me feel better except for Mike. Mike's the first person to
Well, I mean, what do you get? It's funny.
I was listening
almost
to that back there. I was like, why are the guys talking like this? See, an Easy Rider. Yeah, I don't think that ever happened.
We're going to get loaded and have a good time.
Yeah, we're going to check out the gams on the dames.
No, it's like the same era. Everything's the same.
Nobody uses that phrase anymore, get loaded. Let's get loaded, baby.
Pop some pills.
Have some fun.
Daddy-o.
We're going to have good times.
Daddy-o.
Loaded.
Hey, you see that movie, The Wild One? Marlon Brando?
No, I haven't seen it. I've seen the jacket he wears, though.
Just terrible. Just a terrible movie.
It seems like some people like that for some reason. Maybe that's on the waterfront.
Rebel Without a Cause, they like as well. Okay, so what are we talking about tonight, guys? I got a couple random facts. Excited about that.
Good.
Yeah.
I have a couple of mixed emotions.
I received
emotions.
A couple of random facts.
Can I just get my mixed emotions
my
out of the way?
Mm-hmm.
Couple of bad things happen. One is I very seriously may have ruined my car. Not kidding. There's something major wrong. And guess what? I'm getting up at 6 a.m. to drive to Orange County to leave it at a garage to see what happens. Either I broke all my engine mounts or my transmission is completely hanging off the bottom of my car. I basically probably ruined my car. That's one thing that got me down. I couldn't even get on the freeway today. Even the bumps in the middle of the road shake the whole thing and rattle it to its core.
How
so
did you get here?
There's a problem. I drove it. The other thing is my dad's in the hospital for some reason that maybe we'll discuss off the air. But, well, typical Corona reason, he fell down twice and hit his head and then couldn't open the door after that, but wouldn't get any help. And then my sister said he was just sitting staring at the computer but couldn't write.
That is not good.
And he wouldn't go to the hospital. And I called him last night and I called Dr. Drew and he said he needs to go to the hospital. And I called him and he said, yeah, thanks, I'm not going.
And why don't you just go down there and put him in your car?
Today, my sister went down there to check on him, and he couldn't get in the door, so she took him to the hospital. And
what do you mean he couldn't get in the door?
He
like his head was that swollen?
He couldn't open the door. No, he's delusional. Like, he fell down twice. He's got a gash in his head, and turns out he does have that bleeding on the brain now that Dr. Drew said he probably has two different spots because he fell down twice.
You should lead with that story and then follow up
no,
with the
car. No, so it's
kind
of freaking me out, and it's bumming me out in a big, big way, but I'm very happy he went to the hospital. And it's not just his ignorance and his stupidity. I have it 100% as bad as him or worse. So those two things are – but he's been in the hospital now for 14 hours, and he might go into surgery tomorrow. I don't know. But hopefully
– got to give him a head shunt.
All right. A shunt.
Yeah, they might have to give him a head shunt.
I don't know what that is. But
if there's blood on the brain, they'll put a little valve in there so it can like kind of leak out on its own and collect in the head.
That sounds really
Yeah, head
good.
Shunts.
Don't get shampoo in that, baby. Mm. Now, the good news is – I was kind of in a panic today because of the fact, like, I don't know what to do yet because there's certain things I hate doing. I woke up this morning and started cleaning and I found a bunch of paperwork and guess what?
Uh-huh.
This is good news. My lease is up right now and I went into a panic attack because I don't know what to do.
How is that possible? You've been in there for a year?
I can give my 30-day notice now as of the 1st of January. I didn't know it was that soon. I thought it was going to be in February or March, and I frantically am – I have to find a place first before I give my notice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to be stuck having 3 weeks to find a place.
No, no. Give your notice.
But I honest to God, went outside and felt like running.
You clicked the heels?
Like,
you clicked the heels?
Oh, this feeling, it's overriding the fact that I think my car is ruined and I might have to go buy a new car and then somehow get rid of this one.
Mike, you document a lot of things.
$5,000 I put into I put it in shocks, engine mounts.
Can I try some of this $90 coffee?
Yeah. It's now keep in mind, it's
Wait, you got to open that in the mic.
Keep in mind, there's nothing in this. You're supposed to put it in cream.
That was better than any sound effects you have.
Ready?
Tie, tie. Yeah. Okay, that's good. That's good.
I want to tell
this
story.
This is totally black. I hit my head.
Do I drink this with water?
You're supposed to put it in hot water or milk, but try it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's very strong.
Anderson didn't sleep for 7 days.
It tastes like liquor. No wonder you're so into this shit.
It's good, right?
You missed the booze. This is the closest thing you got to it.
Does it really taste like booze?
A little bit.
I got to come get a nip.
Yeah, it tastes a little bit like...
suckle from your $400 coffee.
Like I could feel my body rejecting it as I drink
what?
It. Yeah, my body's like, this is too much.
I want to tell a story.
It's a good up, by the way. It's not like regular coffee where you kind of have a stomach's like, what are you doing? This stuff is cold pressed. It's got no acid in it and none of that bitter taste. And it's very, very strong.
How much you want? Just a little bit.
All right. I have been doing not a lot lately, so I don't have a whole lot to bring to the table, kids. I've been writing a lot, which is good. Get out. Get out. Go back to the minor leagues. Thank you. Kid talks off mic. No one can hear him except for us, and can barely hear him.
There's a lot of stuff more annoying.
Terrible.
It is annoying when somebody comes into a radio studio and talks, and the other people are replying to him. But
you know who does that on Loveline sometimes? Not as much lately, but used to do it kind of often. A guy named Mike Carano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point.
You sucked it through and you'd be way off mic. Way off mic.
I want to tell a story.
So yeah, I don't have a whole lot because I don't have a lot of interactions and stuff. I've been watching movies and writing pretty
Let's
much.
Make
boring,
something up,
boring life. Boring life. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. But
I was super bummed when I saw the Oscar nominations this morning. And what's the deal with Best Picture, by the way? Because they only announced 5 and there's supposed to be 10.
There's 9.
But did they announce them all this morning?
Yeah, they're all up there.
Wow, this is serious.
Yeah. Well, the coffee? I know, it tastes like a little bit like booze, right?
I think they like... I feel
Tuck
like
into the microphone there, sunny boy. Into the microphone. And then pipe down.
If you had this coffee with a little cream and some sugar, it's unbelievable.
All right, everything's good with cream
it's
and sugar. It's like escargot. It's like, of course, snails are great. And you're
well, the reason I brought
butter.
This coffee in was, like, first of all, I wanted to share with everybody like the smell of it, which is unbelievable. But
he didn't actually want to give us
I
any.
Think if listeners want to buy us gifts, Black Blood of the Earth seems like a good one.
All right. No. Guys, do not spend $50 on coffee. Please.
You can address it to me then. Mm-hmm. I'll take it all. Oh, my gosh. You want to hear what I did that was a horrible idea?
I absolutely do. And I'm going to tell you what I've been doing.
I had lunch with Giovanni and a couple of people.
Terrible idea.
People.
Awful idea.
I don't know if they want me to mention their names.
Terrible idea. But Giovanni is crazy fuck.
This is the first time you've honored the sanctity.
Into the microphone so we can all hear you. I can't hear a shit.
I'm saying it straight into the thing. Mm-hmm. Can't hear me over the men in
jail. Pull down your booze.
The female of the group, there was a couple in Gio.
She was punk rock.
She was more, I'd say she's more metally punk rock than just punk rock.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly goth, but I don't think so. Very sweet, tattoo artist. She gave me a cake.
I thought you were going to say kiss.
She gave me a cake.
Was there anything like, anything in it?
Pistachio cake. God, I hope not.
Jeez, have you opened, I mean, did you like cut into it? Was there,
that's the part of the story I was
hoping to avoid? What happened with the cake? Where's that cake?
She gave me the cake on what day did we have that meeting? Tuesday night. She gave it to me on Monday or on Tuesday.
We had a very. We should get to the meeting too. We had a very, very official meeting.
Yep,
Mike Carano.
That I know nothing about, so I'm feeling.
Tyler was not there. It was a business meeting, all related to the after disaster.
She gave me a cake Monday afternoon.
Mm. That was a Tuesday, by the way.
Tuesday afternoon.
It's cake on your
Tuesday at midnight
in your back seat.
Tuesday at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. I ate the whole thing.
Oh, you did? Chisel and all?
The whole
file and all?
Thing.
I don't know why I'm picturing like tools in the middle of this cake. Like she thinks you're in prison or something. It's kind of an odd gift to give someone.
That's how you know it wouldn't be a gift for you. Oh, what? That was the one for my boyfriend.
Wait, did you literally just make the joke that I made 45 seconds ago on air?
I couldn't hear over the booze. Under the booze.
This was after that. I said, was there a hacksaw on it?
Hacksaw. Did that ever work in the history of anyone ever going to jail? It had to have worked
the first time.
Yeah, the first time.
It worked one time.
I'm bringing this cake.
The irony was it was one of those big lumberjack saws, so they had to make this giant cake.
And they heard it, and you had to do it like Shawshank, where only when there's thunder outside.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to apologize to the Film Vault listeners for that egregious error. I mean, it's undefendable. I feel really, really bad about that. And I'd also like to apologize to all the After Disaster listeners, because I've been listening to the shows. I listen like from months back, and when I'm doing things around the house, and or at the gym, which I don't go to, or just driving around. And we are terrible. We're awful people.
We got a new review. Anyone hear it?
Terrible show. I mean, it makes me laugh, yeah. Mike's good. Tyler does things like that, though. But here's things that happened. Like, we had this poor caller named Ronnie, who I thought was really good on air. He sounded really fun, and he was funny, and he got it, and he was going with it. His name was Ronnie. Someone suggested he call himself Ronnie on the Rock, because we were talking about Rodney on the Rock that night. Rodney Bingenheimer.
Rodney and, on the Rock.
We had some kind of contest where, like, if he wanted to ask, there was some kind of random fact, and if any of us guessed it, he was going to send us mugs. And we guessed it. Mike got it right away. And he's like, oh, you sons of bitches. All right, I'm going to send you mugs. Then the very next week, he calls up. None of us have any idea who he is. He introduces himself as Ronnie. We're like, oh, what the fuck? Who are you? Okay, whatever. We're being, like, rude to the guy. Then the next week, Mike is talking about how some guy named Ronnie is asking for the address because he has to send us mugs. And we're all, like, completely clueless. Like, what? Why is this guy Ronnie sending us mugs? And then we just completely – and we never got those mugs, by the way. I don't blame him. I don't blame them for not wanting to send mugs.
You know what
we're horrible people.
We do what celebrities do, but we're not celebrities, where they act like they know you, but then they have no idea who you are.
I'd rather us be that, though, than the really small town guys who are really extra friendly with all of their...
Yeah.
Like, if we treated everyone like we do Diana Vandekamp, we'd be awful. Hey, and by the way, Gio, Corolla super fan. I was joking around. I know you listen to this, so you settle down, buddy.
He said it's his third favorite podcast.
I like him very much.
After Pod Gods and Pod Gods.
I'm enjoying my streak of never meeting you. I hope to enjoy that.
He revels in it every day.
I know he wouldn't have stayed in town, but I almost invited him to our meeting.
I'm really happy you did not do that. That would have been so goddamn upsetting.
It's hard for me because I don't get to rest my feet on those boxes of Loveline tapes as much as I used to.
Let's get into that for 1 second. That could be interesting. All right. So there's like 6 years of Loveline, good Loveline, that is not available to the listeners. All right. Giovanni has illegally captured many of them, most of them. And he has them in various forms. I believe he even has a podcast where he replays old Lovelines.
You want to know what's funny? He had him with him at lunch.
He's kind of obsessed, which kind of scares me.
Wait until he does one about the after disaster.
How are you doing the show without headphones?
Whatever. So Giovanni, and now there's like 6 or 7 of them that are missing, maybe a little bit more, but I honestly cannot get to them. Now, in his head, he thinks that I have full access. They're on VHS tapes. Here's
the
system.
At home listening to them every week?
Like, they're in my shelves at home, like probably behind like glass.
You're cackling, you know what I mean? As they blare through your house.
They're like in humidifiers.
He listens to all of them at once. It's not even intelligible.
Speaking of all of them at once, did you see that thing on the internet where somebody put every national anthem together?
Nope.
That sounds long.
It's long, but here's what they did. They took the crescendo
I'll
at
pull
the
it
end.
Up. Just don't talk
and
about
they started there
it
and worked backwards. So all of them end at the exact same time. And it starts off with the national anthem, the longest one, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then the next one comes
and then
in.
They're all melded together? Ooh,
it's,
that sounds awesome.
It's just. Dumpa!
Sounds good. I like that.
Yeah. It's just a bunch of noise and then this crescendo. The crescendo sounds good, though.
So there's like 6 or 7 love lines that he does not have. He can't find them. And
how does he know they exist then?
Because he knows, man. He categorizes everything, catalogs everything. Thank God for guys like Giovanni with the passion, you know, or else they'd be lost forever or forgotten about forever. But there's a number of them. I'd say about a half a dozen. I could be wrong. And please, Gio, don't send me a 10-page email. I don't know, okay? I don't know. But I was talking to the wife about it before she was a wife, and I was going, Jesus Christ, and he wants me to, you know, send him these. And she goes, honey, just send him the goddamn files or whatever. Find it and do it for him. Can you imagine if you had, like, 3 things that you were obsessing about that you really wanted? And I'm like, you're right. And I've not done shit since. Because here's how we used to record the show, like, back in the olden days, is a VHS tape, 6 hours long, each one.
Mm-hmm.
First 4 hours is Lycus, and then... they'd push stop, and then I'd come in, push record for Loveline, and the second 2 hours is Loveline. And we did that every night for like 6-7 years. Now we have boxes and boxes and boxes of those things, and they're up in the rafters like across the street. And I don't understand where they are or what's going on with them. It's not my business. I don't know, but apparently like we don't even we're not renting out that building across
like
the street anymore.
Now.
Yeah, it's empty.
Well, plus the other thing is they're not your property.
And it's not my property, and I can't. You know, I could get in. I could do nothing good could come of it for me.
No, and the third thing is. The fact that VHS tapes deteriorate very quickly.
Right now, he is crying.
No, but they do. Within 5 years, they're like 40% gone, and then like in 10 years.
Nah, that's not true. Because I mean, I was transferring a few
Anderson
of them.
Anderson always
years
rewinds,
ago.
So they're in good condition.
So we had a few boxes over there in our office. Be Kind, Rewind. Terrible movie. You ever see that?
I didn't know it was a movie. I thought it was a thing on Blockbuster Video.
Called Be Kind, Rewind. It was about guys that make home movies. Jack Black. I believe.
Oh,
Marlon
I did see it. I did see it, actually.
Marlon Wayans.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't good.
Bouncy.
So, Ty,
my favorite movie.
We used to have a box of like 30 of them, just random 30 VHS tapes with Lycus and Loveline, and they're in our office. And Tyler made the remark of how he uses the box as a resting place for his feet. And I don't know, was it on
especially
this show?
After soggy rain, I like to go walk around and then come with my wet shoes.
After you go like training with the National Guard in the mud.
Yeah.
It's where you set your pet termites.
What eats plastic?
What eats paper?
What eats analog tapes?
Something does.
So, yeah, Gio heard that, and he was very upset about it. But, yeah, Gio, it's in the works. People are putting things together. I've heard things.
That sounds like a complete and total lie.
And here's the worst part is some nights I would forget to push record. Gone forever. Hey, live TV, in the beginning, they didn't have anything to record.
Absolutely
they just had
correct.
Ways to UHF it and send it out to people. So there's literally hundreds of thousands of hours
and
of live TV
legendary
gone
shows that
forever.
Were pioneers. But even worse than that is when they did record them at CBS, like classic shows, they just re-recorded over them over and over and over because they didn't think there was any reason to keep
we
them
could,
around.
Once we have like light ability to travel at speed of light, like travel see, out far enough and then come back and catch the TV signals.
Here's where it's becoming a mess. But once they're all playing, isn't it weird that it kind of makes sense?
Yeah, you throw enough symbols in it and it all just kind of blends together.
The ending is awesome.
It sounds like dick right now.
I can't hear ours, though.
We have an anthem?
I think we do.
After disaster. See you, Rooney. Good job, buddy.
Good night, Rune.
All right, so the TriCaster's gone. Rune's sole job is to run the TriCaster for Loveline. It's been broken for the last four nights. He continues to come in.
It's
just sit there.
I think it costs $10,000.
He should not come into work. That's the point. If you're a cop and your gun breaks, do you still go to work? No. Sit home. Wait for that baby to get fixed.
I don't good think that's how point. That works at all.
So are we trying to
are
lose
we near
all
the
listeners?
End of this?
This is your fault.
I know, but the end is kind of cool. If you consider there's like 20 or 30 anthems mixed together. That it
don't worry, there's only like six more minutes.
Can you forward till there's like 10 seconds left?
About 10.
I'll bring it back when we're...
Fuck yeah!
Coming to save the motherfucker. Forgot the words. Coming to say.
Ah, fuck.
Motherfucker.
Be Kind Rewind was with most deaf, not Damian Damon Wayans. God damn it.
Mm.
I hate it when I'm overtly racist by mistake.
Mm. You sure it wasn't Samuel
that's not
Jackson?
Overtly racist. You just confused skinny black guys.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Thanks, Ty. Thanks. Now make me feel better about the whole Easy Rider debacle. Make me feel better. All right. We want to do random facts now. We want to start.
Let's do it.
Get a random.
You're
fact.
Assuming that I have some.
Well, I got a couple. Okay.
All right, lay them on me, as Mike Carolina would say.
Are you guys familiar with this term? It's uttered in the English language, thrown around quite a bit. it's goodbye. You guys heard goodbye?
Mm-hmm.
Tyler, does that smile? Because you know what you know? Goodbye, do you know the answer? Goodbye,
no.
Goodbye, do we know where goodbye came from?
I'm just trying to be a good like host goodbye, who's goodbye. Like, oh, yeah, I have heard
don't
of that.
Call yourself a host again. It's very
well,
offensive.
I'm clearly a host, and I don't know what you guys are.
Turn yourself down.
Parasites.
Okay. Please turn yourself down.
Let's show the random fact.
Goodbye. Where did goodbye come from? And you know we're having trouble if Mike is trying to push the show along. That might be the first time it's ever happened. Might be the first time it's ever happened. Just walk away. Is it incredibly rude? Are we being rude in the entire world by talking over the national anthems right now?
All of their national anthems,
I know,
by
that's
the
what
way.
I'm saying. The entire world. We're bad people.
It's like pushing the Pope out of the way to get a look at a supermodel.
No.
Was that it?
That's a very abstract analogy.
It was exceptionally abstract. and it doesn't even line up at all.
It's like pushing,
it doesn't line up
it's like
at
pushing
all.
A little starving kid out of the way to get to your hamburger.
No, it's like that's talking over it. A eulogy at a funeral.
Oh, yeah.
A funeral for like 1,000 people.
By the way, you killed my bit. When I finally got my phone up and I was playing Gems with Friends and you could hear the music in the background, you immediately go to your dad almost being dead and I had
sorry.
To stop it because it
sorry.
Made me feel bad. Tyler, how much longer on this file?
This sounds like that devil hole on Art Bell.
I was going to say that.
When does it end?
It's like two more minutes.
Jesus.
Just forward to like 10 seconds left.
No.
Goodbye.
Okay.
All right. So goodbye.
All right,
let's hear it. It was originally God be with you. And everyone said that. God be with you. God be with you. And then
God be with you.
Eventually, it switched over to just the old goodbye.
I need to be,
That's it!
That's it.
That's the story.
And it has something to do with
you have nothing in between. You're just like, it started out, that's like saying.
Because good night started coming around,
well,
and then
know,
good day. Good
know,
day, sir!
You know, there was a bunch of monkeys, and you know what? Yep. Now
one
we got
them,
people.
One of them fucked a dude, and
now we
got
people. Got
created.
Nope, not what I was talking about.
I think God be with you sounds better. It sounds
well,
like it would be
cool.
Something
that's
out of
Les Mis. That's our new
sign-off. That's why I like it.
Right.
God be with you.
God be with you is our new sign off.
What does Godspeed mean?
It means to go the speed of light.
Why do people say that to other people that are having trouble?
It came from the astronauts who were trying to get to the moon and they wanted to go on to Mars, but they didn't have enough time in their lifetime. They
Mike,
had to
that
go
was
the
terrible.
Speed of.
Thought there was more to
was
it.
Was that the
that.
End of it?
That was it. That one crash at the end.
Yeah, it was cool, though.
Can you
right?
replay the crash at least? Jesus. Jesus be with you.
Like, I see when people are having troubles, like. Big family issues or death or something, someone will write on their Facebook page like a sorrowful note and say, Godspeed.
That sounded like someone killed the orchestra. That was terrible. That was not a Christian. What you explained was way better.
I know.
Do we even know if that those were the anthems?
I don't really know. All right. Somebody with supersonic hearing can probably tell.
You know that sound Tyler played, Alien? Alien? Just play Alien. It's the one that freaked me out that one night, and I actually left. I was in the middle of a bunch of work, and I played this. I thought it was supposed to be Angel. Not it, Tyler. And I was in the studio all by myself. It was like 3:30 in the morning, wired on coffee, working on the sound for a film that I was working on. And I played really fucking loud, and I freaked the fuck out. But I talked to the guy that actually created that, at, I believe it was Fox on Pico, and he said,
I wanted to tell the story.
It was that sound played again. Ta-da. Is dozens of the way he put it was dozens of attack animals, their attack sound all mixed together. How cool
I'm
is that?
I'm being very serious when I say I'd like to get a copy of that to play for my neighbor, and I'm not joking. I will put that on a loop and let that baby go for 7-8 hours at a time.
God be with you. As I was saying earlier in the show, you document a lot of things, put them online. I've never heard any stomping or any experiences with stomping online. Why is that?
Are
you afraid?
I've got a lot of footage.
Why don't you put it up?
Well,
he's making a feature.
I was
film.
Making a 5 minutes with Mike about it, but it was too angry and too bitter, and I didn't think it was a good idea because it just sounds like I'm
angry,
a psycho, and I'm a high maintenance pain in the ass. And I want to get a new place before I post it is really the real reason.
Because you're afraid.
And I want to do as much damage with it. Because I show his license plate and I show his car.
Oh, dude, come on. Careful.
And I show the address of the place and I show the building.
Hey, you're on the after.
And I also show where I hid spare keys, and I'm not kidding you.
Good day.
Good morning.
God be with you. How are you?
Okay, well, I have a comment.
Everyone's a critic, Mark. Mm-hmm.
Was there some sort of...
I missed the whip talk, so I don't know. I can't weigh in here.
Did you see Django Unchained?
Why would you Marcus? Ask Marcus that? I'm with you, buddy. Yeah. I rarely do. That's a lie.
Too many Marcuses
but,
there.
My question was, I was thinking back earlier today because I knew the show was going to be on tonight, and I was like, and I remember one of the probably like in the first 20 episodes, there was a mention of the first episode, but there was like an episode before the first episode.
Marcus,
what's up?
What are you watching or listening to?
Are you the
GO
of this show?
Am I the what?
No, ignore that. What are you listening to right now or watching? You're obviously not paying nearly enough respect to the program. I can hear something else in the background. What is that?
Oh.
Tyler.
Program, because I couldn't hear it on my phone when I was on hold. So, like, the only
oh, it
only
is our show.
I knew when you came to me was because I had the phone on speaker.
Okay, ignore everything I said. I thought you were listening to another radio program in the background.
So, basically, Marcus
no,
wants
no,
to know.
No, that was before the show.
Marcus wants to know about episode zero, so we must hang up on him.
Talk about the show on the show. Let's talk some about the show on the show.
He wants to talk about the show that never aired on the show.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Hey, can I get a copy of that show to hear it? I want to hear how terrible
it
is.
It's somewhere.
Why don't we just air it?
It's out there somewhere.
I had to put a call out, and one of our listeners emailed it to me.
How did they get it?
They just were listening to Loveline, and when it ended and they knew that we were doing something new, they just hit record, and they captured it.
Can they send it to me, too, Mike Carano, at...
Earthlink.jizz?
I'm serious. Send that to me. Maybe I just want it for myself.
We're asking first.
No,
I'll just ask Gio to send it to me. How about that? Oh, God! Hey, you there, buddy?
Me?
I did it by mistake.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello. I like yours. I did it by mistake.
I really did.
Your finger went to the button.
I went to put somebody else on hold. All right, so.
You wanted to hang up.
Marcus, did you get to your question?
Yeah.
I didn't hear it. I was reading. I got a yacht. I got a solid gold jet ski, two Batmobiles, and the AIDS monkey's bones. 30 Rock line from Tracy Jordan. Hell
that's
yes.
Hilarious.
That is hilarious.
Funny. Real quick, I saw 30 Rock for about, I saw two episodes, and I did not understand why it was funny at all. Tracy Morgan is way too over the top. I don't get why it's so funny.
That's how he really is in real life, by the way. Rock. Hey, I got a good name.
Go ahead, Marcus.
I got a good name for a funny cooking show. 30 Rock.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I was with you. I watched it a couple episodes. You know what? The biggest problem with 30 Rock, a little TV vault here, is too much music.
Haven't noticed.
The music is overly scored to the point where it's a bit... Oh, God! Oh, God! Marcus, you there? Oh, God.
We'd be really bad in the 70s if we were forced to land a plane and we were in contact with the tower and we would just hang up on them.
Hello? You're on the After Disaster? I can't operate the goddamn phone.
That's all right.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Mistake. You can hear him. It was too late, though. My finger had already made the commitment to depress the button.
I have a concern.
I want to talk more about 30 Rock in a second. And
okay,
Lemon Party. Lemon Party. They did a Lemon Party joke on 30 Rock. That's why I like 30 Rock, is because they do shit like that. Yeah. So her parents are in town, and her name's Liz Lemon. What's up, Liz Lemon? What's up, Liz Lemon? So her parents are in town, and they go out to eat at a restaurant, and they pick up the bill, her parents do, and Jack, played by Alec Baldwin, is trying to say, no, I'll pay. And her dad says, hey, want to be a lesson? Her dad's name is Dick. And he goes, I got the bill, Jack. I got it. It wouldn't be a lemon party without old Dick. And I'm like, it's so great.
That's pretty great.
That is pretty great.
That's pretty insane.
Lemonparty.com. Show your parents.
I love when they get stuff like that past the net, but past this.
Oh,
suits.
They get a lot. Yeah, they get a whole like muffin top song.
My friend Tom Rhodes had a TV show, and it was called Mr. Rhodes. And they named he was a teacher, and they named the principal of the school Mr. Felcher. And no one seemed to find that unusual. Except for us giggling in the
corner. What was his name?
Mr. Felcher.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'll tell you who has it the
Yeah, we don't need to go into what it is.
We make the unpopular, difficult decisions, the tough choices. We land on the moon in Normandy Beach, and yet they resent us.
That was a little Jack right there, a little Alec Baldwin. Hey, Ty. Apparently the callers were not heard on the podcast or by anyone for the first 30 seconds. So.
They were not in program 4 because you're terrible at your job, but I fixed it.
No, I have to do that on the pre-show for various reasons. Okay.
Well, good night, everybody.
I like that we all just stopped talking at the same time. That's it. We ran out of gas.
You know, I like that. You know, shows with hosts have good rapport. They know like one will stop and then they will keep talking.
Gotta
they keep
with
the flow going. And for
we
us,
all talk at the same time.
We all talk
at
the same time and then all stop.
Marcus, is that you?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to hang up on Marcus. Hello. You're on the After Disaster. How are you? All right, you know what? This is going to come off wrong because we just had Marcus on, but I've been trying to talk about this for weeks, guys. Politically correct names.
Okay.
I notice a common theme, a common thread in all politically correct names. You're not to call...
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Up on me.
It's a fake Marcus here. I can't have fake Marcus on when I'm doing this, when I'm discussing this. It's delicate nature. It's the delicate nature of this topic.
Let's bring it down. Let's go delicate. Let's handle this with kid gloves. Whatever that means.
Retarded. You're not supposed to call people retarded anymore,
no,
right? Which I don't. We're supposed to call them what? Mentally challenged.
Yeah.
Right? You're not supposed to call black people black. You're supposed to call them African American.
I've noticed people that do that. They start with African American and then two or three times later they go to black.
Yeah. Well, those people are pussies and they shouldn't be saying African American to begin with unless somebody asks them to. I don't know. Think of some other ones. You can't say blind anymore. Visually impaired. right? You're not supposed to say
that
midget.
One doesn't seem as harmful
you're
as
not,
the other ones.
You're not supposed to say midget. You're supposed to say little person.
Yeah.
What all these new names have
it was
in common?
Vertically challenged.
What all these new names have in common? They're all way longer than the originals.
Good point.
Because you know what it is? It's the anti-man trying to make the man use long words.
So that the,
I don't know what that means. What
so
I
the
mean.
Mentally challenged people don't understand what he's talking about.
It's just like we're supposed to use like a mouthful of words.
Like handy capable.
Yeah. Stop it. Call him Crips.
I will say, hey, leave that music on. It perfectly sums up the tone of the show.
I didn't change. Yeah. I didn't do anything to the music.
Is this the national anthems?
Handy.
Yeah.
They sound surprisingly good altogether.
Little people. Yeah.
But isn't that interesting? I couldn't think of one. Now, I'm sure there's some out there, but I couldn't think of one politically correct name that was actually shorter than the original name or whatever they're trying to avoid.
Aren't ugly people just called Uggs now?
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, but for a while, we're supposed to call them Butterfaces.
Unattractive people.
Right?
I don't think you're supposed to.
We're supposed to call them Butterfaces now?
Sir, I'm not ugly. I'm a Butterface. Are there butter bodies?
Is there a better?
Would you rather be a butter face or a butter body?
Oh, what is a butter body? Like a hot girl with fat? what is it?
Hey, you want to hear stereotypical.
It means you're fat, but you have a pretty face.
You want to hear stereotypical. Have you guys ever looked at chubby porn? Because it's always a white chick and a black guy.
No.
Oh my God.
No, not always.
Hey, you're in the After Disaster. How are you?
The racial stereotype.
It's not a fan there. It was not a fan.
I love the vindictive move of staying on the line until we go to you.
No, actually, it was just ringing. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? It was the one open.
Gentlemen,
one.
How you doing?
Hi, hello, DBK.
How's it shaking? Okay, so I have random facts. Can we do random facts still?
Yeah, sure. Bring random facts. I have another one, too. It involves the word nerd.
Oh, I think I know that one.
Uh-huh.
Does that have to do with Dr. Seuss?
It does, you bitch!
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Respect the music.
Seriously.
What about DBK? Should I respect Diana Van Camp? Super fan? Hey, will you be After Disaster's Giovanni?
I would be truly honored.
Okay. I would make his name like feminine with an A on the end of it and call you that, but it already is that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because it's already Giovanni.
Oh, I have a question to bring up that involves both you guys.
Giovanni.
I saw a group text from Diana.
No.
What are you doing, Mike? Talk about these things not on air.
No.
Okay. Okay.
I know what you're talking about.
Sweet Lord.
Can I skate around it and not mention the details?
Sure.
Sure.
Anderson's response was way too enthusiastic for what I know to be his personality.
I thought it might be the girl.
No, it wasn't. It was
she's
me.
Been upgraded recently to the wife. So,
oh, golly, Moses.
I don't know if you've listened to the program.
Whatever.
Lately.
We're making plans with the DBK
and
the wives this weekend, and we're going to go over
Anderson
to see Diana.
Anderson was lowballing that last night.
And there's stop it. God. I was not. She was asleep.
Yeah, so just dip that ball in.
Tyler, what kind of sex do you have? That's what happens, everyone, when you're a virgin until you're 25.
Have you guys ever seen porns where the girl fakes like she's asleep?
Those are good ones. Sleep fuckers.
They're more realistic that way.
I like it when she just starts opening her mouth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And she starts moaning, but she's still deep in sleep.
We're not that show.
Okay, fun facts, okay? You ready?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, you might know this one already, Anderson. The goblin
but the other two stupid guys
only
won't.
Has been seen about 50 times since its discovery.
The what? The goblin shark?
Seven.
What'd you say?
The goblin shark has only been seen about 50 times since its discovery in 1897.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Oh, that is the random fact. Oh. See,
yeah.
Because random facts are like one kind of one-parter. Like you're waiting for more. You know what I mean?
Well, that random fact can be disputed because maybe another 100 people saw it, but it ate them.
Or maybe they're just dumb and they're like, I just saw a sea monster. Maybe they don't talk to
people. How many
people
have
they don't have
saw
friends.
Sea monsters? That's right. We need to look into that.
Maybe they're scuba divers without any social life.
Come over here and you can see a monster.
Maybe they're blind people that are scuba diving.
Visually impaired, please.
And all they know is something brush against their leg.
They're really deep animals. They swim deep.
Maybe people think it's a real goblin.
I thought
you meant like profound.
Deep in animals.
What are goblins, by the way?
I'll give you something to gobble.
Diana, we'll talk to you within 48 hours, yeah?
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Wait, I've got one more good one.
Yo.
Okay, the lion used in the original...
You're such a dick. Don't do that. Come on, Diana, I cannot hear you because Tyler did a little gag where he drowned you
I
out.
I do like
Swing
that.
I
gag.
Used to do all the time I to Loveline callers when I had control of the pre-show. It was very funny.
Oh, no.
It was very funny, but you're not the person we should do that to, so please continue.
I'm
about
sorry,
all we heard was lions.
That's okay. Okay, the lion used in the original MGM movie logo killed its trainer and two assistants the day after the logo
I knew that
was
one.
Filmed.
The
I
day after
that.
What?
The logo was filmed. So, like, one day after that MGM, like lion roar was, like, that iconic lion roar, It just killed everyone.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I knew it killed the
Maybe
trainer.
Maybe he was roaring because
he's
like,
assistant.
I'm fucking hungry.
Yeah,
that's odd.
The worst job is being a lion trainer assistant because you're going to get killed too, and you don't even get the credit.
Mm-hmm.
PETA was not a thing then.
Wasn't he holding a chair that didn't stop and keep the lion away?
I love
I didn't
that.
Know that.
You know who my favorite lion trainer of all time is? Diana might know this one too.
What?
Gunther Gable Williams.
Oh, good night, everyone.
Remember that guy, Gunther Gable? He was this German guy with long blonde hair.
God be with you.
God be with you.
We should just end the show right.
It'll be a nice tight 50.
Hey, Diana, talk to you soon.
See some-
okay, see you later, alligators. Bye.
Hey, there's a documentary coming out soon. It's at Sundance right now called Blackfish.
And what is it?
And it's all about Tillicum, the I can hear myself. I didn't like that. The killer whale, the orca that's down. Story. The orca that's down in Orlando, SeaWorld Orlando, that's killed three of his trainers.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and they're doing a whole documentary called Blackfish.
I think it's interesting that they would keep that exhibit open after the first person got
exhibit,
killed.
Exhibit?
And the
a,
second person.
Show.
Well, the second person gets killed. They're like, you want to go in? Sure. He can't kill three, right?
But I was talking with Ball Bryant about it last night on the film. Like, what are you supposed to do? You can't kill the whale.
They happen in threes.
Yeah, so maybe they're hoping. I remember the one when Tillicum killed... killed his trainer and like they it was overnight or something. They found him in the morning and he was just like cruising around his tank with the dead trainer on his back. How weird is that?
Probably thinks he's still
what?
Doing a trick.
Like he flipped him up and just like his dead lifeless body was on the whale's back and he's just like,
why?
What if he was doing that trick?
Night.
You know that one where they go on the nose and they keep flipping them around?
Yeah, so yeah, that's a seal trick
doing
with a ball.
That one with the dead body.
Don't they kill the trainers by landing on them by accident though?
No, this guy's like vindictive and vicious. I don't know. I'll find out a lot more when I see Blackfish.
Why don't they just remove his teeth?
I love that name, Blackfish. I don't know. It's all one word, too.
African-American fish.
Blackfish.
Why don't they just remove their teeth, put soft, mushy styrofoam teeth in?
I think PETA might have a problem with that.
Yeah, why don't they do that?
No, but I mean, if they put, like, Nerf teeth in,
Nerf
then
teeth.
People watching the show
would
think
Why even bother
real...
putting teeth in?
No, but people watching
for
the show would think it's dangerous, and then all of a sudden you see the guy just pull his arm out of his mouth. Hey,
wait, if they're
going
to pull the teeth, they have to put the grill back in and put like, some bling on them?
Give them a Tuco grill.
But the important aspect is they need to be made out of Nerf material, waterproof Nerf material.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they just sew their mouths shut
and
then
feed them through
feed
the
them
blowhole?
Intravenously.
Intravenously?
Yeah.
It's been a long time since we've asked this question, guys, but I think it's time it comes back around. If you were a whale and you were married to another whale, would you at some point during the relationship attempt to have sex with a blowhole?
I think a person would probably
do that. The fact
that
we're spending even an atom of our brain to contemplate this.
But I think you absolutely would have to.
Can you tell me what that blue waffle is?
Last time we discussed this, someone sent us some article that dolphins have been known to bang in their blowholes.
Well, I think I brought up that dolphins rape humans.
When did you bring that up? I don't think I was here.
Do a little Google. Do a little Google search.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they weren't actually saving all the sailors that people hear all those stories about. They're just trying to take them to land where they could get some, push them up against something.
You can tell when a dolphin's not swimming in a straight line that they have a
Was anyone else really disappointed when there was all the news that we filmed the giant squid and there was only like a 3-meter one? I don't want to see that one.
No, they have some really good footage of a giant one on a boat. They've had it for a while.
I want to see
it's
alive.
It, swimming around in its habitat.
Oh, swimming around in its habitat?
Yeah.
20,000 leagues under the sea.
I want the 50-meter one.
That was not a real squid, Mike. It was fake one. Robotic.
That was an exhibit at Disneyland for years and years and years, and they thought it was too boring.
I loved it.
Hastily
it was my
put
favorite.
Up. Well, guess where it is now? And it's in...
That's good. Hey! You're on the afternoon
Wait,
test.
Wait, at Disneyland?
You should have seen Mike's eyes.
Like Disneyland Paris or Disneyland Tokyo. They moved... It sat in a warehouse for 20 years.
Where was it at... Was I alive when
it was where Nemo is.
No, you weren't.
It was where Nemo
was. It was before the submarines?
The submarines were there.
Yeah, I don't know.
The submarines were red.
Yeah,
I could
were.
Be completely wrong. I have no faith in anything I say now because I would have swore on my mother's life Are you talking about my words or your words there, Mike?
No, I don't remember dates or.
But I knew that that fucking monologue was from Easy Rider, just like Pabst Blue Ribbon is from Wild at Heart. I mean, I know that in my heart.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
You know how many people are freaking out right now?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
That is Wild at Heart, you know, and I will swear on my. That's funny because it's not Wild at Heart. It's a different David Lynch movie called Blue Velvet.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I was making a joke there. Failed attempt. All right, you're on the App Disaster. How are you? How are things?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. You like how it just rings and we go straight to you? There's no hold? You like that?
Exactly. It's usually no you pick up and I'm
it's like our bell.
Hey, it's the App Disaster. Hate Squiggle.
Hate Squiggle. So what's going on there? Is this Ronnie?
No, this is actually Jason. First time caller.
Hey, look at that!
First time caller!
Call back again next week. We won't remember you.
I'm afraid that might be true. Uh-huh.
Yeah, first time caller. I've been listening for years now. I've never called in before.
Okay, people can literally say they've been listening for years.
That freaks me out.
Well, I'm usually passed out, but I got tomorrow off, so I thought I'd stay up and have a couple drinks and call in.
Are you the one who's pabbing out on the message board saying, I usually listen at work and it's much more entertaining at work than live?
No, that's not me. I definitely like listening live.
It's probably true, though, because we're juxtaposed against like that boring white wall that you all stare at above your computer.
Yeah, and if you're at home and you could be like looking at
anything, you could be watching Sleepfuckers.
You could be watching whales.
You know what would be sad? I know it would be sad.
Whales kill people at SeaWorld right now.
You know what would be very discouraging if we could actually track exactly how many listeners we've had from the beginning to the end? I bet the graph goes very slowly. Moves very slowly.
In what direction? There.
Up.
Mikey. Oh, okay.
But very slowly.
Right, whatever. Whatever. We're fine, Mike. We're healthy.
All right. But I'd like to see a spike.
Well, how are we going to spike it? Because one of us has to die on it.
I'll call the episode Sleepfuckers. 10,000 downloads tomorrow.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good invention. Saves time when you're playing tic-tac-toe.
What?
I just drew with two pens side by side.
But he made a
that's not an invention.
All right, Jason, if you've always wanted to say something to one of the After Disaster fucks, what would it be? Because here's your chance.
I just want to say thanks for putting out a good podcast every week. There's a lot of shitty ones out there. So.
Thanks, Jason.
I'll tell you what's not good about this podcast.
It's five times a week, but once a week will do. So far.
What the fuck was that?
I said it used to be good when it was five times a week, but once a week is definitely good.
Yeah, I don't remember the film ball ever being five times a week. I think it was always once a week.
I get it.
What? What's the fuck?
You're doing the old switcheroo.
Thanks, Jason, for calling, buddy.
Oh, thanks, man.
You don't want to ask anything about him? You don't want to like know what he does?
Jason, where do you call from? What do you do for a living? What's your dad's name?
Well, I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
Been here about 6 months.
Go Oilers.
I'm actually an exciting accountant, and my dad's name is John.
You're an exciting accountant. Does that cost more? Are your services more?
Does that mean that you
I'm one of those,
balance strippers?
You know. So what do you think, Jason? You're broke!
You're all out of money.
What was your dad's name?
John.
And you're calling from Houston, Texas, and you're an accountant. We once made a joke on this here program that most of our listeners are actually IRS auditors, right?
That's really terrible.
It's true.
Why did we make that?
No, I am not coming from Mike, so he's okay.
Give me the bad news, Jason.
Oh shit! Thanks, Jason, for the call, man.
Oh, thanks, guys.
We're gonna bang out some calls. Hey, if you guys ever checked out AndersonCowan.com and read little write-ups and stuff, you would have read about a little movie called Tyler Beast of the Southern Wild, where I predicted that the 6-year-old girl who I call Q, because her name is way too hard to pronounce, could be up for Best Actress. And guess what? Announced today.
She wasn't 6, though. She's 9.
She was 6 when she made the movie.
Oh, really?
She's 9 now, yeah.
Youngest nominee ever.
And the oldest is up as well. Youngest than oldest.
No, Shirley Temple was nominated at 5.
But it was honorary. It wasn't a real award. She wasn't actually nominated for Best Actress. Hmm. But I predicted that back in Jesus Christ, it sounded awful. That's what happens when you snort too hard because you're too self-satisfied.
The Les Mis of podcasts. We leave everything in.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it. What? Hey, you're on the After
Disaster. They sing live. Oh, yeah, so when they're singing, sometimes you can hear the boogers in their nose.
Talk more about the
flip-flopping around.
I'm a little sick. Talk more about your coffee before we talk any more about
Lady. I don't want to talk about this coffee anymore.
I'm feeling it.
But somebody should look it up. It's called Black Blood of the Earth.
I don't want to talk about it anymore, but someone should. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Going once?
Hey, good.
Hey, how are you, buddy? How are things?
Good, good. Hey, I was just calling real quick. I have every episode if you guys want any of them.
Do you have episode zero?
I heard you guys talking to Marcus and Diana about it. I have them all.
Zero, though. That's the one we want to know about.
Oh, no. You guys never put it out. I mean, unless Tyler said he had it. But, yeah, because I downloaded them all on iTunes and I just never deleted them. And I'm also from Boca, so now you guys know three people from Boca. John, me, and Scott by Scott's friend.
You're definitely nicer than...
I just go to school here, but I mean,
it's Tyler. He's not from the mean streets of Boca.
He has a good point. How did somebody send you episode zero since we never put it out?
We broadcast it, but we didn't record it.
No, yeah, because I have one where you guys talk about zero, and then you guys discuss like the name and all that. I called in on by Moss and Men when Anderson was living in his old place, and he had moss and stuff. But that's back when I used to drink too, so I don't remember half the times when I called in. Just like you guys don't remember half the episodes.
It's like an interactive experience for you.
I listened to him back,
and I'm like, oh Christ, that sounds just as bad as Uber.
You never know if you go back to the old ones. You never know when you're going to show up in the podcast. I kind of like that. It's like you get double the pleasure.
I'm really bummed that my memory is so shot because I had a cool conversation with Joe Rogan tonight that I wanted to talk about, and I can't remember a single thing we talked about.
Well, hey, Anderson, I wanted to bring up a quick point for you guys because you guys were talking about the politically correctness. I just recently got into a debate with a black girl because she was saying she was more African than my friend who happens to be Caucasian but was born in Africa and is a citizen of Africa.
Oh, God, that sounds like a rage-inducing conversation.
I just didn't know what you guys' opinion on that. If you're born in the country, you have a passport from that country, and you live in that country, and you're a citizen there, wouldn't that make you more African?
I disagree with that because of the fact that...
No, you're just African if you're like...
But if
that just makes you African.
Yeah, if you're clearly Italian living in New York, and then some guy who's Irish goes, I was born in Italy, so I'm more Italian than you, that's not correct.
Huh?
Wait, all right, so there's an argument going on with a black girl who is American. She was born here.
Yeah, she was born here, her family's lived here forever, and I was like, my friend's more African than you, but I don't call him African-American. He just calls himself white. And she's like, well, that's because he's white. And I said, no, he was a citizen of Africa. He just recently got a citizenship in America, so now he's a dual citizen.
Yeah, but I go back to my argument. If somebody who's 100% Italian lives in New York and then an Irish guy is born in Italy, he's not more Italian than the Italian guy.
But if his family went back, because his whole family's lived there for like...
Okay, how about this one? If I make pizza in Africa, it's not African pizza.
Yeah, it is.
It's pizza.
Hey, guys, can't we all just play kickball?
No, because it's going to take us 20 minutes to pick a team.
That's what it feels like. All right. I see what you're saying. We can go on and on.
If I put metal wheels on my wooden car,
I can't say that there are more wood than wooden wheels.
Yeah, you can.
My friend was Damien, who they check him as African American because he's black, but his entire family grew up in the islands, like for generations and generations. But they consider him African American.
Okay, well, who's more Jewish? People born in Israel or people that convert to Judaism?
Hey, I think we should start calling retarded people slow. Just call them slow. Oh, he's touched.
They're actually considered more a nationality at this point.
Should we call retarded people not as great as us? Cut right to the chase.
All right, this conversation's getting dark.
I was listening to you guys in the conversation with Marcus. I just wanted to tell you, I have every episode, so I can send you anyone you want. So
thanks, buddy.
If you guys really want to listen to those, like, I even have, like, the one where Miranda was doing her, like, whatever clap.
I got to put that on hold because that was going dark. That was going dark.
You're doing a clap.
We don't talk.
The clap, whatever that is.
Were you saying the clap?
Have we ever had a caller call in who asked us questions and said they'll take our answer off air? I hate when people do that.
We'll give you our answer off air.
They do that on Loveline all the time. I don't want to go on air. I just want to talk to Drew off air.
No, that's not how it works. Yeah. That's not what I'm talking about. The people that call in a radio show, they're like, what do you think about the Dodgers' chances of winning the World Series this year? Love the show. I'll take your answer off air.
Yeah. They're trying to be polite and be ass kissers.
No, because rarely does any. I don't think anyone ever asks us any questions. That's the problem. Watch this. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. Open and honest. How are you? You can ask us anything, and we'll answer both openly.
And you know what's funny is we spring open and honest to people that may not have a question.
Honestly.
When there's other people that would hear open and honest and call in.
It's called the disaster.
Yeah, right. Good point.
There's not even a person there.
By the way, I'm playing a thing on YouTube that's called Romantic Saxophone Collection Part 2. It's 3 hours long.
Sweet. These are terrible sounds.
What is
here.
That kind of sucks because I got to get up at 6. So,
what's the deal?
This is the worst part of the show so far because none of us think fart humor is funny.
What are you saying that was kind of funny? Hey, do you have any questions for us there?
Sphincter?
Flapper? All right. Don't call those. Our caller Sphincter.
How tall are you guys?
Marcus!
You can answer
on top of each other.
That's fake Marcus.
Off the air.
You're so dumb. Hey, fake Marcus, how are you, buddy?
Interesting fact.
What is it?
All right, let's go.
Mike hides his spare key in a plant by his front door.
Wait, what does that mean? Why are you holding keys in your hand right now, Mike? How does that help?
Mike, there's one of them in a bush somewhere.
I swear to God.
What?
I'm hiding this key tonight because someone's coming over tomorrow when I'm not going to be there.
Uh-huh. And where do you hide it?
I swear to God.
Uh-huh.
There's two planters, and I'm like, I'm going to stick it in a left
planter.
Have
you ever done it before?
Nope. That's why it's in my pocket.
How do you know that, dude?
I'm the Sherlock Holmes of Dumb Guy Passwords.
You're the black Marcus Sherlock Holmes?
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm
fake
convinced
Marcus?
That you are friends with my friend, and she told you.
Mike's address is...
Yeah, tell me my address.
I didn't do that. That was... That's kind of creepy.
Well, if he knew
that
it.
That is the guy that guessed your password, though, that
I know,
one time.
I know.
What's going on with that guy?
He's awesome.
How does fake Marcus
he's
know
Sherlock Holmes, by the way.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Is he like the porn star?
I don't know.
We're not that show.
That's a good idea for a real estate agent. I'm Sherlock Holmes. I'll find your new home.
If you'd like to make a call,
no, I want
please hang up and try again.
Jesus Christ, what's wrong with me tonight? I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. Everything's about
what
porn.
What was that time we tried to have phone sex with the, dial tone lady?
I don't recall that. Are we talking about
we
the
must
show?
Have been drinking
we
a lot
played the
that
porno
night.
Music and we were like, oh yeah, hang up and call again. It was a hilarious, classic bit, guys.
Classic after disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're on the after disaster. How are you?
Classic bit only one of us remembers.
You're on the after disaster.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're the seventh dude in a row. I don't know why it's funny. God, I like this coffee, Mike, a lot.
It's good, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I drank like $9 worth. Hey, man, we can hear you. What's up? What would cause a human being to say, hey, guys, can you hear me? And then when they hear the answer, yes, we can hear you,
well,
not talk.
If they're anything like me, you're frozen. You're speechless when you hear as time goes by.
Are you paying tribute to the artist?
Casablanca.
All right, 3, 2, 1, bang. Oh, I love this. Hi, we can still hear you. My God, what would cause a human being to do that?
this is like some Andy
Hello?
Kaufman shit.
Hello?
Yeah. Hi, you guys can talk to each other.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we can hear you. Did that the thing switch?
Right. Ollie? Hey, guys, John from Boca.
Yeah, insult us and then love us, Boca, right. John.
Boca versus
is there,
Egypt.
Is there an after disaster billboard in Boca?
John.
I don't think so.
There's not an
he
after disaster?
He doesn't think so. He's not.
I can't hear anything.
He's not going to write it off.
Thing switch.
This is the interlude music.
I will say the first time I saw that sax guy doing that, that was really, really funny.
Now he's good. In like commercials.
That was good.
I was outside at a party like 2 weeks ago on the porch, and it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and some car just rolled by super slow, just blaring this song. It was pretty fantastic.
Hey, so that sax guy that just went various places and burst in with Careless Whisper,
yeah.
And then he got taken out by security almost
yeah.
every time.
Yeah.
Very funny video.
Yeah,
he was at the NAMM show, and I don't want to say he got mobbed, but everyone was trying to get to him. Of course, he had his sax. And guess what he was playing?
I also like John Hamm as Sergio on Saturday Night Live.
All right. He is good.
Hello.
Hi. You guys are both
Hello.
On now, and
hey,
I just went and checked.
Broker.
Everything is fine. I don't know
and
why
Dolly
you
too.
Fucks couldn't hear me. So what's up? I'm gonna have you on both at the same time.
Yep.
And I can't hear you.
Oh. Well, we're gonna continue anyways.
I can't hear anything.
Can I?
Wait. Can they hear each other? Are they talking to each other?
Talk?
Yeah. Just randomly talk.
I don't like self-promoting, but I have a new 5 minutes with Mike out, so
it's good too.
Go
I watched it. It's very funny.
Yeah, I saw that.
How do you not hear but hear?
I know. What the hell?
I can't.
They're
hear,
listening to the Ustream, and then they're trying to talk to us.
I hope you guys are fixing it.
Guys, yell.
I'm not just talking to myself.
Let's have a fake conversation.
Nope.
Hi.
Yell banana.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Wait, but he just responded to me a moment ago.
Let's do this. There's going to be a delay. Hey, listener. There's going to be a delay.
Yes.
So.
Hey, listener. You know their names.
Why? So, no, but they can hear because we're talking to them on the fucking phone.
Yeah. But let's try to have a conversation with the delay.
Why are they relaying?
Okay, I'll try.
Go ahead and ask. Whatever
there was no delay there. He immediately answered you.
Who came up with the sniff? You guys are.
It was planned. It was. We sat down with some paper and talked it out. About a 3-hour meeting.
We need a signature noise, guys.
Mr. Furley has been sniffing since like the 70s.
Oh, good point.
I just see it as like somebody like you make a braggart comment or something, and it's just like you're like it's like. It's an
yes,
overt.
Yes, hear me. It's me, Ali.
Satire. Hi, Ali. It's satire. You're poning yourself.
Yeah, you're right. Whatever poning means.
You're trolling.
Let's not
yourself.
Go into it because I hate that word.
Did you just say
hello?
Hi, Ali. How are you?
Hey, I just watched Chain.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I will call you.
I'm great, Anderson. Thank you for asking. Equivenzie got nominated.
Yeah.
What's the weather like right now in Egypt?
Sandy
Boca
with a chance of camel.
All right,
artifact. Hell yes,
this is a good jam right here.
Are you kidding me? Jerry Rafferty is one of my
buddy.
Favorite artists of all time.
I didn't hear perfectly now.
This is
thanks
the only
for fixing that, Anderson.
This is a musical.
I can't hear
version,
a word you're saying, Ellie. I thought
I love Jerry Rafferty. Baker Street, baby. On Down the Line is even better than this. But do you know that he was one of these guys? He killed himself with an alcohol overdose recently, actually, within the last 2 or 3 years. But he's one of my favorite. He's Irish.
Do they call it overdose? Because that would mean
just,
every time
I
you have a glass of
that.
Wine, you're dozing.
Yeah, you're dozing. You're getting loaded, man.
Continue with the.
But when he recorded these songs, all those sax parts were on the
drunk.
Guitar, and he brought in other people to play over them. Mm-hmm. He has the coolest voice.
Mm-hmm. How do you play sax on the guitar?
Right down the
very
right,
good point.
Good questions.
Right down the line is one of my favorite Jerry Rafferty songs. But that Baker Street's a sweet
hey,
tune
Mike,
also. Yes.
Mike, how do you play sax on the guitar?
He played the notes and then had someone come in and play over
that's
them.
That's what I'm like an idiot. Ben Affleck didn't get nominated at all, which is weird.
I can't
I
hear you because it was very loud music.
I think he did a good job with Argo.
You're right. What are you saying? Line. No. What's going on?
Did you see the article in The Onion that said Ben Affleck received nomination
maybe
for Matt Damon's best friend?
Know.
Oh, you're saying Ben Affleck didn't get a best director? Yeah, because you know why?
You guys hung up on me. I'm not sure.
Fucking Ollie, would you listen? God damn it.
They don't have movies in Egypt.
Ollie, do that thing and hang up and listen. Argo doesn't deserve best director when you fucking completely and totally get ridiculous with the end. All right? That movie shouldn't be up for best picture either. It's a good little movie, but the end was so goddamn ridiculous. All right? Zero Dark 30.
I will say that I'm happy that Anne Hathaway got a nomination.
She'll win, dude. I haven't even seen that movie, and I can tell she's going to win.
I've
the
never found her attractive until,
all right,
she, was, until
again.
She was.
Until
she was
bald
cat,
and looked like a young girl.
Until she was Catwoman, and then I was like, holy
no, you
smokes.
Said that she wasn't. You didn't think she was. I thought it was
no,
Catwoman.
I take that. No, I was wrong. She's
whatever.
She's beautiful.
Annoying Muriel's getting wedding, or my sister's
best,
getting
man.
Married.
I can hardly
or
wait until she gets divorced and discovers me.
Can we put this fucker to bed?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I got to get up at
somebody
6.
Somebody brings up a really good point on the message boards that if you want the show to spike, next time you're on a podcast, you can actually plug the show.
Okay. I will.
Mike, thank you very much for the coffee. That was
it's good, right?
It was very good. I don't know if it's worthy of all the plugging.
I disagree.
It gets more plugging than the
app. I
thought you
were going to say financially because, like Catherine Wood said, there's probably 30 glasses of coffee in here for $50. And that's a bargain.
No. Not if you get it for free like I do. From your workplace, No, you know what? This is embarrassing, but I go to I go to Marshall's for my coffee.
They have coffee at Marshall's?
Yeah, and like the checkout line, like $5 for a big 16 ounces of ground coffee. Not bad.
Not me. Now I buy it by the bottle at $50 per.
Do we miss anything? Were we? I feel like we're gonna get to something.
It
else.
Definitely feels like we missed something, but it seems like we. Are we gonna talk about the meeting?
We were going to. We never got to it.
All right.
Oh, nerd. My other random fact. Dr. Seuss invented nerd. First time it was ever written down was Dr. Seuss book.
Was it a character?
1950s. That's pretty great, isn't it? 1950, if I ran the zoo, here's the line.
Was it a character with glasses?
And then, just to show them, I'll sail to Catruz and bring back an itch kuchu, a preep and a prue, a nurkle, a nerd, and a sea sucker too.
Did you say he's going to bring back a creep?
Sea sucker too. No. It cuch. Hey, Tyler, too
I like
many things.
Like the saxophone is like in the key of your song.
Too many things, buddy. Nice. This is better than the national anthem mix.
Yeah, we had a meeting. I don't think it was a very productive meeting. It was about shirts, and I don't think anything
as far
got
as getting some nutrition.
I don't think anything got resolved. I don't know anymore.
You are totally correct. We sat there
any
for
more than I did
over
before.
An hour having Chinese food, and
it was fun.
It was totally fun. I don't think we discussed the shirts at all.
I love those guys.
Big
shout out to Farron and Nathan. We discussed a little bit, but yeah, I think that.
Did you let Nathan know what I was doing at the same time as your meeting?
I didn't get that at all. I don't understand.
What?
What were you doing at our meeting?
I texted you.
I let you know about the meeting. I invited you.
And then
you said, I'm meeting Nathan down the street.
No.
At 7. I'm like, what? What does that even mean? I didn't get it. He's like, I'm meeting him after work at a Mexican restaurant down the street from my work at 7. I'm like, what? What does that mean?
You clearly didn't read the entire tweet. Or text.
What
whatever.
Is tweet?
What? You know, you gotta ask yourself sometimes, what is tweet?
What is tweet, honestly? I'm meeting, you're meeting his dad, Mark Hamill, tonight at 7 at the Mexican place. To touch penises. Why would you write that?
Why would you read it out loud?
Why did you write that?
How embarrassing.
I said, you dick. I'm like, all right, Tyler, we're having a meeting about shirts or whatever tonight at the Chinese restaurant by Loveline, if you can make it. And he wrote, I'm meeting Mark Hamill tonight at 7 at the Mexican place by NBC to touch penises. Why would you write that?
It was a mirror image of everything that you said, because you were trying to sound cool about what you were doing.
I wasn't. I was inviting you to a goddamn after-disaster-related meeting that I thought you should be invited to at the very least.
It was good, by the way. That Chinese food is decent.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Nathan.
Christ almighty.
We should go there again. For the next meeting, where we all just agree on how things should be, and then we all leave. Don't you think that's what happened? I think the shirts should be comfortable, high-quality shirts with a simple logo. Me too, me too, me too.
Man, right. And I wasn't there for all these important creative decisions.
In all honesty, that's what happened. We discussed shopping around for shirts. We all agree, high-quality shirts, simple logo. And then we didn't discuss what the logo is going to be. And then we just left. Anderson split first, and then we sat around talking about movies for 20 minutes, and we all split.
He's talking about movies without me? Listen, I like that you're this enthusiastic about it, because I thought for sure it was going to be me getting it back on track, and you're just going to be talking about coffee, which is only half of it. But
I don't even like coffee that much. No, I just like this stuff. I like the idea of it more.
Nathan's going to work on it. Now that Nathan knows what we want, and Farron came to hang out, because it was good to see Farron. It's good to see Farron outside of a bar. You know what I mean? All right.
I've never seen him in a bar, so...
I don't know
what you're talking about.
It's like Farron wears a bar every day I see him. He's just wearing that bar. All right, we got to go. I almost got in a fight at his bar last night. That's another story. This guy picked up Stanley and then fell backwards while holding Stanley. He was that drunk.
I think it's interesting that Stanley goes to bars.
Plot twist, it was Anderson.
Yeah, I almost punched myself in the mirror. Some guy was looking at me funny.
All right. Good night. Right? God be with you.
Hey, I got a good idea.
Sign off.
God be with you.
Tyler, let's sign off and leave this music on for another 5 minutes.
Mike, I know how to do this.
All right, good night, everybody.
Jesus Christ.
Do what?
That's what I was going to do. It was going to be cool, but now we've talked about it.
You know what you should do, Ty-Ty? God be with you.
God be with you.